Hey, gang. What is up? Welcome to another episode of Wordplay with Matt and Shane. I am your host, Shane Brennan, along with my co-host, Matt Lockwood. What the fuck is up with your bitch ass? That was aggressive. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Anyway, we sat down with a very funny, very talented, very super cool, nice, chill guy. I can roll a mean fucking cigarette. He did that a few times while we were here. Gordon Hale. Mr. Gordon Hale. San Diego native, now NYU student out there in the freezing tundra that is New York. It's pretty cold out here in San Diego where I am, Gordon. I think it's like 65, something like that. Hoodie weather, definitely hoodie weather. Yeah, Gordon came and sat down with Matt and I and had a good little discussion, of course, about all things music. Just a couple of comics sitting in a circle jerk talking about tunes, giving the people what they want. Am I right? No? Too much. But yeah, seriously, this, Gordon's a really, really smart guy, really funny dude. He did admit that he has only seen, I think it was 4 or 5 actual concerts in his lifetime. But he did make a promise to Matt and myself that he would see some more out there in New York. Which is a shame that he hasn't seen more. And you should feel ashamed of yourself, Gordon. You're sitting around some fucking gold. Get out there. Get out of your dorm. Okay? Push yourself away from the desk for a minute. You know? Don't go to the library. We talked about what happens at the NYU library. And let me tell you, it's not where you want to be. You guys will get it once you actually listen to it. Anyway, Gordon Hale. Great comic. Greater dude. Rolls a mean cigarette from Point Loma, the PL. It's in San Diego, California, for our non-regional listeners. Well, 2 or 3 of you. Anyway, now we'll get right into it. This is Wordplay with Matt and Shane with our guest, Gordon Hale. We're getting ready to blow your fucking domes off. Also, I encourage you to listen all the way through. Gordon blessed us with a tag. I felt like we needed a tag to close out the podcast. And I think this one's going to stick. It's going to be the best one yet. Because it was the first and only one. But let's just say any other guests after him have a hard act to follow. So let's get into it. Wordplay, Matt Shane, Gordon Hale. Check it out.
Is full of fucking girls on the verge of killing themselves.
What?
It really is.
What do you mean?
Like, we're known for...
Do you want this shirt instead?
No. No.
We're known for our diving team, which is not what it sounds like. We have a library that is completely hollow in the middle, up 13 floors, right? And you can go up. And
that diving team.
That diving team.
People fucking off themselves
people
in the library?
People off themselves in the library. Janitors come down in the morning, wake up to a splattered human being. And so they had to, like, install a bunch of, like, weird design to make it look nice, but it's really just, like, a giant birdcage to keep people from jumping over the fucking fence. Like, you can look up the inside of NYU Bopes Library. It's very...
When was the last time that happened? Has it happened since you've been there?
No. Because they built that shit my freshman year. I think it was, like, oh...
You got robbed of your college experience.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I met a girl that had hell, like, carved into her arm because she used to cut herself, like, as a kid. And my friend was dating her, and he was telling me, like, sometimes she'd just, like, nudge him in bed, and he'd wake up and turn, and she was just, like, her wrist was just, like, bloody as shit. And be like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? But it's weird. It's full of gays and suicidal people.
Well, there's that thing
with really good GPAs to get in.
Yeah. But back to the point about the smart people.
Smart gays and
people that got 2300 of their SATs but don't want to live in the world. But
Jesus.
That they could dominate because they're smart as shit. But so it's a lot of like, are you recording this? Yeah, that's fine. It's a lot of That's fine. It's a lot of in that class it was a lot of like movies about like boyfriends beating their girlfriends and stuff and breakups. A lot of like sad.
And then you come in
yeah.
with a dude, a white dude that wanders into the hood.
Well, my it's like my first movie, the opening shot was it was a dude laying in bed, and the opening shot it panned from his feet up to his face, but there's like a giant Morningwood erection. So, but I followed like some take it, bitch, like smacking girlfriend. I don't remember what these movies were. That's essentially what it was, though. But like,
what kind of response did you genuinely?
No, then people laughed.
They needed that, though.
Yeah,
you were helping people not take the dive after that class.
Yeah, cheer that entire class up.
They owe you.
God. There's like that thing going around, kind of similar to this. Like I've seen every comedian post it. Like that new study's out where it shows like every comedian is somewhat psychotic,
which I thought we all knew.
I kind of figured that's general knowledge.
Yeah, I think someone was talking.
There's a study.
Chris Curtis and a couple guys were talking about that outside.
Yeah,
really. What's the main point of that?
Like, I have no idea. I kind of heard it. Oh, that like that's how comedians, all that comedians and musicians are like in the top three of like the most depressed or suicidal. Professions or something like that, or
yeah.
I mean, if we weren't, we'd do regular jobs.
It's all the creative types, though, that have that.
Yeah, weren't teachers in there too?
I
feel like it's like a branch off of.
I don't know. Is it an urban legend that dentists are the most suicidal?
I feel like I've heard that.
I keep hearing that. I haven't read it on Huffington.
Why?
Well, I don't know. They spend all day looking in people's fucking fucked up ass mouths, I guess. Or they get shit from real doctors.
For not being a real doctor.
When they say, oh, I'm Dr. Frazier, you're a fucking
dentist. Because you can be a dentist with what? Like, it's like an associate's degree, right?
What the fuck kind of backwoods dentist are you going to?
He lives in Tijuana. Is that not true? Jimenez. You can be like a dental fucking assistant
or
something.
You have to fucking. You go to
canal.
Full on dental.
Y'all want a root canal? I was trying to do a Mexican voice, but
you're just doing the most effeminate associate degree dentist ever.
I was doing the stereotypical lazy Mexican. Anyway,
your black build up.
You got black. That's no bueno.
We don't have any Mexican listeners. We can do this.
Raul listens
or
to
listeners
it.
At all.
Fuck Raul.
Or no, we have. Do we have any listeners?
155.
You said you listened to one.
I listened both.
I know my girlfriend listened to one or. A quarter of one.
My best friend who wants to be on a podcast listen to both.
He wants
his dream?
Yeah.
Is this the guy? Have we talked about him? Is that why he wants to listen to it?
Did we talk about him?
The black guy. Your only black friend.
No. Mooch, he doesn't know how to listen to shit.
The black guy named
Mooch.
He just
steals shit from other people. This kid's a fucking hip hop. Kyle. What's up? He's an absolute hip hop head, and he would contribute a lot. We should have him on in March when we're there.
The only real hip hop. No, actually, you know what? We've been on a good run on all the episodes of having a really hip hop based discussion.
Who have you talked to, by the way?
Cameron Dyson.
Yeah, you released that.
Released that one.
Name drop release.
Jimmy Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
That ended up being a hip hop conversation.
Unexpectedly.
It was, but it was so good, though, because he wasn't just bullshitting. Like, he's like, no, yeah, motherfucker, I'm in this. I'm about that life. Mm-hmm. Is basically what he said to me. Adam Connie,
I assume hip hop.
He was more rape than hip hop, but
it was rape hop. Well, he was a
dude. I've seen him. I did Juice with him last week, and he was like pumping himself up for his set, like fucking.
He's serious.
Hip hop music.
He's serious.
Yeah, I assume.
He's serious. His started off mainly R&B-ish. And Matt got fucking boners about this terrible, shitty R&B
All Saints? You know group. All Saints?
I don't know. Do they do candy-coated raindrops?
Soul For Real.
Soul For Real. That was a good fucking song. They had a video on like a roller rink.
There's so many songs I love that I will never play, you know?
That's perfect.
I just wait for them to come on, and then I can say I love this
song. Oh, you won't play it, not because you're ashamed of it.
No, I'll just never bother owning it. Or
do you have any songs that you're like secretly ashamed of? Because that's how we brought the topic with Adam. He,
what was his?
All Saints. His was
All Saints. It's never, ever have I ever felt so bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good coming out of your
mouth. It doesn't sound good coming out of them.
A few things do.
But him and Adam got...
Fuck you, I'm a Kumite champion!
Two-time.
Oh, my God.
Two-time.
One-time champion, one-time
first. Yeah. Wait, so you're like the all-around champ now.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking stupid.
Best comedian in San Diego, everybody. So what's your guilty...
Yeah,
if there's someone you'd be embarrassed to listen, right, so, to, listen to.
Like, you know that Black Eyed Peas song?
That's all you have to say.
Yeah,
that's all you have to say.
Tonight we're going to have a good night or whatever the fuck.
You really like that song, don't you?
I'm my least favorite song of all time.
It's not good. But I do start tapping some toes, you know, when it comes on.
But that's the purpose of the song. Like, the song serves its purpose. Now, the only...
There are songs, though, that are shitty, but you can attach them to a time... That I don't know is
it takes you back to a good time,
something to you or something.
Booty Work by T-Pain.
Booty Work by T-Pain, for instance.
What? That
brings me back to a time.
How's that go?
Booty work, booty work, booty work, booty work.
That's funny because that's exactly
cheek,
what I guess.
Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek.
Okay, from here on out, if I don't know a song we're referring to, you're always going to be the go-to.
Just hit me up. What's up?
Well, how's it go again?
Left cheek, right cheek.
He got paid for that.
Yeah, man.
Someone made a beat for him.
He bought a mansion up in Wisconsin with it.
He lives in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Off the booty tits?
Fuck Wisconsin.
Sorry to our listeners in Wisconsin.
No. Okay. Does Wisconsin look like a mitten to you?
I don't know maps.
You thought Maine bordered Michigan.
If Michigan didn't look so much like a mitten, I'd be talking about Wisconsin.
Because Wisconsin's like, we're the real mitten state. They had a petition going around.
I mean, you guys have nothing to do
with it. Yeah, are you really... You have
welcome
beef
to the Midwest. Where
you
we
got beef with 20. Wisconsin about, we're real mittens.
Fuck Wisconsin.
I have fingerless
mittens.
I'm
a Packers fan. Let's move on.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Like, big time?
Yeah. Sort of.
How do you feel about the Detroit Lions?
I like the Packers.
I like competition, so better they get, good for me.
Good for you.
Fuck next year.
shit. No.
But yeah, like a guilty pleasure kind of song. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling. Everyone had a feeling with that song.
I have never had a feeling with that song.
Bullshit.
You've
never been in a bar or a club.
The first minute I heard that song, I said, fuck this song, I will never like it.
Where did you hear the song? Were you in a party setting?
Yes. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Yes!
I think it's a genuine. Yes! I think that...
I'm going to start yelling already.
No, that... I don't have good points to back the statement up, but that is...
But you saw the music video.
That is a... Well, dead ass though. But that is a genuinely good song, man.
Like, yes.
You can't... I'm not... It is. I give her no credit, because she doesn't write her own shit or whatever. No. And, you know, she's just, she could have been chosen among 200 dumb whores that could sing slightly good.
Right.
But that, fuck it.
But she shouts out to the two greatest artists of all time.
What does she shout out to?
Jay-Z and Britney Spears.
Oh, right.
And you put that with a party song, and you have fucking your jean shorts on in a fucking children's playground, booty popping. It equals the greatest song of all time.
He's not, fuck? This is not.
Not all time. Not
this
all
is
time.
Not a bit. He's told Chalice me. Is getting over he's, head, he has man. Told me off. Off podcast.
Party in the USA is good shit.
He genuinely enjoys that song.
I do too.
Especially when you see.
So you just tried to come to me to like join your side and come
and say,
he's over here, bro. He's over here.
No, I'm honest.
It's okay. I have Maverick. You fuck Miley, sorry. Do you think Miley would have got that song if she was Miley now? Like, you know?
Yeah. Would have got that. That's an interesting way
would
to put
she
it.
Have pulled it off?
She's more famous now than she ever was.
Not so much fame, but the.
But she couldn't sing that song. With her personality now.
No, yeah. She was a Southern Belle then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, she's kind of innocent.
I don't know if that's that important to draw.
Are you a
on.
Pop fan?
Whether Miley Cyrus could have pulled something off these days.
Are you a pop guy?
No. No.
Give well, let me ask you this.
Hicks is, though. He's very proud of
it. Oh, we know.
We're well aware.
Hicks is... We actually... We tried...
You were going... Keep going, though. What were you saying?
We did record Hicks.
Okay.
But the file... It was a bad file, so we're gonna have to re-record. But he
is this a good file right now.
It should be
okay.
But get what was it? Hicks's quote,
give Pop a chance.
Give Pop a chance.
And he's I had a great joke fan. When he said that.
Huh. About your dad, right? The best joke I've
ever told in my life. So that's what I thought about my dad when he left. Or something like
that's
that.
For, I, yeah.
It was really funny. That's and now we lost it because your fucking computer is... Oh, no, it was Hicks.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
Give Pop a chance. That's, I said that's what my dad said when he came back. I hope he doesn't listen.
Oh, God. So Shane's face is making me not want to laugh. But I really think that's
laugh. Funny. Just it is funny. Funny. Just laugh.
It's the best joke I've ever written, and I'll never tell
this,
it on
I
stage.
Hear this all the time. That's the thing. It's new to you. I always
constantly bringing up that joke.
It's new to you.
It's my crowning moment.
Out of context, he'll just bring that shit up. What's the scene like right now in NYC? What's
music scene?
Yeah.
Man. So if you, like, you venture out
a lot to like any...
I've seen 5 live shows in my life.
In your life?
Yep.
Can you name all 5 right yes. now? Go.
Onyx.
Onyx? Okay. I don't know who that is. Probably funny, though. That was that's probably
a, that's
funny.
That's a Pokemon. Right?
They did Slam. That's all.
This is we're going to discuss
okay.
how not into music I am.
What?
It's weird, right? We'll get to it.
His shirt has headphones on him, and he's not into music.
Well, this is for a podcast. Okay. But we... Okay, 5 shows I've seen in my life. You know the band Waves?
Yes.
They're from here.
Yeah.
Dude went to my high school for a little bit. Seen them twice.
They're really good.
Yes. So that's 2 already?
Yes. I've seen Odd Future. Fucking, that was an insane show. We'll get
where
to that.
Okay.
And I've seen Childish Gambino twice.
Oh, goddamn! Goddamn!
One of those was, I was...
You know he's going to be here. He's going to be at Soma.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to his shit since Camp came out.
You didn't listen to fucking Royalty or...
Because the internet?
Or because the internet?
Mm-mm. I just haven't
why?
Bothered to.
You don't like him?
Because he doesn't feel like having his mind blown just yet. He has things he needs to do.
What's the real reason? I get to enjoy that recent thing you have to like read a screenplay or something like while you're...
I haven't read it. It's a good album without the screenplay.
I haven't read it. So that was your... Waves, Odd Future.
Waves twice, Odd Future, and then Childish twice.
So you've seen 3 total bands. I've
seen 3 musical acts.
But that...
Interesting.
That's a fucking stellar list, though. Have you listened to Waves?
I've never
heard of Waves. You gotta check it out. This is really, really good.
They're from San Diego?
Yeah.
Are they, like, big time now, or... They're still kind of
big indie, big yeah. They're building a following.
Uh-huh.
They're on a couple festivals.
They had they got their own radio station or something in GTA 5.
Okay. Yes, they have.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
What do they sing any songs that I might know?
They had one on the radio last year called "Demon to Lean On."
Mm-hmm. That's a good track.
Yeah, it's a good track.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
It's good.
I'll listen to them for sure.
And how was the Odd Future show? Where'd you see that? I think we talked about that.
At the Epicenter.
How was it?
Which is here. I don't know where that is, but
was it just them or was it?
It was just them. That was fucking nuts, man.
Couldn't bring anybody out.
No, it's
well. There's like 40 of them.
So there's a few acts between them. And they did some. You know? Do you know the members of Odd Future?
Mm-hmm.
They did something that I thought was really smart because they're fucking crazy, right? So it was like a punk show, essentially.
Yeah.
And it was they had these low ass ceilings with like beams going across the top. And you know, usually their thing at their live shows, they like
they'll climb up surf. The fucking yeah.
So they fucking like jumped on the beams. There was a point where I was trying to like steal Left Brain's shoe, but I couldn't get it off. Dude, some girl, some nasty hoe, like ran up to the. To the stage.
That nasty hoe.
And sucked on Tyler the Creator's toe for a little bit. he
didn't say anything about, yo, this bitch is sucking on my toes.
Yeah, like he...
That's a terrible impression.
It's not good.
It's better than either of us, maybe.
He was into it before it happened, like, you know, to get her up to this clearly fucked up.
Yeah.
And he just, like, immediately turned out like, this nasty motherfucker just... sucked on my feet, this gross human being. That show, they did something that I thought was smart because you know Mike G.
Yeah,
and like who gives a shit?
He's
about
just
Mike G.
G.
Exactly. Well, after they had a fucking crazy track, like after like they did Yonkers and everyone was going nuts.
Yeah,
Mike G. would come out as like basically an intermission. That happened like 3 times. So and no one knows Mike G.'s song, so everyone just get a chance to cool off and like
go get a drink, go to the bathroom,
squeeze their shirts out from all the other people's sweat that had accrued on it, and just like ah, great, Mike G.'s. You want to have a conversation?
How crazy was that show though?
It ended in a fight, like
in the crowd or on the stage.
There was a there was a security dude.
Just punching white kids in the face.
Kinda. they called it. It was getting really fucking hot in there, and they like had water bottles, and they were just like the security people, and they were just like throwing the water on the crowd.
Yeah.
And then one of them apparently like threw a water bottle at some guy, hit him in the head or something, and he like ran up on stage and tried to fight him. And then everyone fucking rushed the stage because one person rushed the stage and it's like crowd mentality. And then like everyone, and then Odd Future just like slipped out the back and ended their set.
That's how it ended?
Yeah, that's how it ended. It just ended in a brawl. Like, go see that, man. Go see that show.
Oh, I'd like to see it, but I'm like, I like Odd Future, but I hate their audience.
You don't want to be around their fans.
Yeah. No, yeah, they're shitty.
Because I feel like it's suburban fucking 18-year-olds.
How was it for you in the crowd? Like with?
Well, I was really into them then. That was like a 2-month period of my life. But
you're not so much?
Not really. I haven't listened to.
Did you listen to the Earl record?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh wait,
Doris.
I'm thinking of his mixtape.
No, Doris.
Which I like. I listened to the singles from that, yeah. And I like that a lot.
Yeah.
There's a common theme we're going to approach, which is I'll like something and then not investigate it.
I'll be like, that sounds good.
That's a good song. Never again. But yeah, man, he's clearly like...
Earl's dope.
Apparently his monotone is gone. Rapper. You see that tweet?
What? What do you mean?
He tweeted out
in that
probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
His monotone
is gone? He's just like, hey, monotone's gone.
You mean like his delivery? Like the way
like he's about to...
He's about to put different kind of inflections.
Do some and, other like, shit. Apparently, yeah. I don't know what it meant, but he said the monotone's gone.
I wish Earl was at the show. Was that? Because that was when he was still in Samoa. He was still in
Samoa.
Yeah.
Serving time.
Free Earl.
I love reading the article.
That's how I first heard of Odd Future.
I think he put out a tweet. I read some article. He was like, yo, stop talking about my mom. Like, because people were like talking shit about his mom. Like, free Earl. Fuck his mom. And she's like, please stop talking about my mom. She is still my mom. Thank you. Fuck you all. Yeah, what about Frank? Frankie Ocean.
Oh, goddamn.
What was that album, man? That had an orange album?
Channel Orange.
That shit was good, man.
Yeah, really good album.
That Super Rich Kids song's the shit.
It's dope, isn't it? What did you take a listen to? What's that song?
I was hoping you didn't hear that song so I could sing it, but go ahead. What's your
question? What's that one song where he talks about being in love with a dude that doesn't
have Forrest Gump.
That's not Forrest. Did you know what song I'm talking about, though?
No.
There's a song, Forrest Gump, which is about
I know it's
dude.
Forrest Gump, but can you hum me?
Oh, fucking, yes. He's in the taxi cab, right?
Yeah.
That song.
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion.
I don't remember how it goes.
Is it Bad Religion?
I think so. I don't know. Just hum me.
Yeah, it is. It's Bad Religion.
All right, let's see. Oh, how's it go? how's it go? Frank?
Give me a minute.
Frank
Let me get to my friend. Let me get into my Frank impression.
Think about dudes real quick.
All right. Suck it's a dick.
It's inappropriate.
Tell me you hurt me. But boy, you ain't hurt me. Guess it's gonna hurt me. If it brings me to my knees.
Hey, can I okay if I go smoke
it's
real quick?
It's a bad religion.
Do you want to smoke?
No, I want to pour a drink and go pee. Thing.
If I can get out of this room.
Go pee.
Yeah?
Yeah, go pee.
You all miss me?
Yeah.
Can I do one of these?
Go do what you gotta do.
Yeah, man. I'll still be here. I'll yell. I'm good at yelling.
So the whole I'm gonna go get you an ashtray. You do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
This is a smoke a friendly environment.
We'll edit this out.
No, it's fine. No, okay. I don't edit. It's all good.
Okay.
What do you what's that? What is
he's a bugler rolling tobacco.
Okay, so Gordon has how long have you been rolling your own?
Well I started smoking
Do your parents know you smoke?
Yeah. They're okay with it. My dad's just like, hey, I did it till I was 25. It's fucking dumb. You're not smart for doing it. You should quit. But, hey, but you're young.
I have some Nicorette gum if you want to try it. I tried to quit smoking.
That shit's expensive, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah. I get it for free.
I've taken, like, 5 days off and shit before.
Dude, were you not nicking out? Like, really having...
Nah, it's not that bad, man. I just kind of get, like, a tightness in the jaw.
Well, isn't it better to smoke...
I don't know, man. People say, like...
Because you don't have all the chemicals and all that.
I don't know how true that is. That's what
I want to believe
heard through word of mouth and then never bothered to Google, like, a lot of things in my life. But
like with the music.
Yeah, for example. But I don't know, dude. My logic behind it is these things Cigarettes in New York are fucking $11 a pack.
Yeah, I would quit smoking just if I moved there.
You get 20. And that was my logic. I was going to quit when I moved back last summer. But are five. Five for 32 cigarettes.
It's just the pack? It's
pack comes with rolling paper.
It comes with paper.
Mm-hmm. 16 cents each. 16, 17 cents.
But does it taste good, as good as real cigarettes?
I like them.
What, are they flavored at all, or...
No, I don't know.
It's just pure. It's like smoking American spirits. It's just straight tree bark, right?
Yeah.
So you're a real smoker then. Like, I depend on the menthol and the minty shit.
Oh, yeah.
You smoke like...
I had friends that used to run a Western.
Yeah. and you don't even have the little...
Apparently, do you ever have qualities in your life that you later discover have been like... lumped into hipster culture. Apparently, this is one of them. I didn't know about that until like a week ago.
But how long were you doing that before you realized that that is a hipster quality?
A year.
So you're not following the trend. You were doing it because
out of necessity. You did it to save money.
Hipsterism is fucking a nonsense idea.
Hipsters can absorb anything and claim it as their own, and then you have to defend your.
It's just people accuse them of it.
So it's,
I don't know if I know a hipster, but
speaking of odd hipster, have you ever been called a hipster?
Once in high school, because I was wearing a flannel shirt. Right? See, no one has any idea what a fucking hipster is. Like, we all have our fucking own.
It's whatever. Once, like, I will tell you this: the hipsters here in San Diego pale in comparison to the hipsters in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah,
they're professional.
Isn't all of Portland hipsters though? Are most of Portland hipsters?
For the most part.
But they're like, yeah.
Think of it as like...
big dog
Think
hipsters.
Of it as like the farm league of baseball. Like, San Diego is the single A team, a league of hipsters. And Portland is basically the majors. You don't go up there unless you're ready to really...
I feel like every group in San Diego, though, is like not fully committed.
What do you mean? Like, cellos aren't
San Diego,
really celloed out?
Yeah, San Diego's such like a fucking melting pot.
Before you say anything else... Be careful and tread lightly. This is my city. This is my hood.
Dude, I don't know if you know this. I also live in San Diego.
No. This is...
Are you mad we're talking about hipsters? Because
no, I just wanted to let you know you're going into a territory like, don't talk about my city. Shots. Yeah. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Who said that?
Fucking Lil Jon and the Ying Yang Twins.
I've only heard that in the sample.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
Keep it going, I'm gonna get bored.
Speaking of childish.
You need to listen to Because of the fucking internet. It'll blow your fucking mind.
I suppose.
What do you mean suppose? No. There is no suppose.
No, okay. Here, I before in preparation for this podcast.
You prepared for this?
Not really. This is how I prepared. I wrote four words, but I started a recommendations from the Wordplay podcast because I knew this was going to happen. So, childish the internet. I'm going to start a list here. Childish because the internet.
Okay.
And these will come in as we progress through the episode. I'll add more to this list. But
let me just ask you, have you heard any songs...
Of a royalty?
No, like newer songs from Childish that you maybe never... Because you last
heard
year it was...
on a Chances mixtape.
Yeah, they did.
Favorite song.
Favorite song, which is a dope song.
That's a good song.
Chance featured on.
I don't like Childish's verse on that that much though.
You don't like it?
No, I think there's acting when he's like, "Cause you Harlem shake," like it's just not good. Cause you Harlem shake, like he's trying to laugh. Rap.
That was Troy.
Is that because you're white?
Huh?
He was taking a shot at white guys, so I can.
Thank you, sir.
He actually, Chance came back and featured, it was weird, because on Gambino's album now, there's a track called, was it All She Needed, or wait?
No, The Worst.
The Worst Guys, it's called The Worst Guys. The Worst Guys featuring Chance the Rapper. Hmm. Chance says five words in the whole song, but Gambino gives him credit, like, featuring.
Huh.
But it's on the hook.
And he's in the music video.
Did you see the new music video?
Of course I did.
I posted it on my Facebook today.
I saw it before that.
I saw the video where they were like, it was a black and white video, and they were rolling down some windy ass street in a convertible. What was that?
Oh, that was Chance or
it was Chance and Childish, I think. Right?
How long ago was this?
He released
a few months ago.
No, that video came out well before you posted it.
Might not have been Childish.
No, the video I posted today.
Yeah.
No, on YouTube, it said it posted on the 15th.
Oh, fuck YouTube. Did you see Childish's fucking website?
It came from, it said Donald Glover.
He released, because you know how his website has like codes and shit for certain, did you see all that shit?
There's codes?
He had like 100 pages, and you can check out each page or whatever.
It's not that serious for me.
Okay.
I have a day job.
Anyways, that video came out a long time ago on his website. So if you would like...
What's this shit about a script? You brought it up. He said it before.
It's a screenplay.
Yeah. Apparently his album goes best when you also read his other work.
But fuck that. It's a good album.
And then you also
like a Pink Floyd, Wizard of Oz, like read-along? What? Like, I don't get it. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Like, the character in the screenplay is like the character who sings all the songs. It's just... It's some hipster shit, basically.
Okay.
Like, if you have time to read the screenplay, read the screenplay. Point does it make it better? I don't know. Because
you
internet
need
was fucking
to listen
great.
To the album.
It's good.
He stole it, so he can just give it to you.
Or I'll give you my bot copy.
He stole the file. I waited until the release
leaks,
date.
Like a real hip-hop fan.
I bought it because I'm a respectable hip-hop fan.
Yeah.
Not a real one, just a respectable one.
You don't have to prove your blackness to me.
Did you fuck around with Yeezus when it leaked? No, because you hate him.
I fucking
hate him. You fuck around with Born Sinner when it leaked? A week early?
Oh, I bought it.
You didn't listen to it before that?
No.
Here's how not into music I am. I didn't even know about Yeezus, really, until they used that fucking beat for that, like, Motorola commercial or whatever. I'm like, this is a dope beat.
Who is
Shazam this? Oh, Kanye? Okay.
Yeezus?
Yeezus, huh? I remember, like, being 12 or 13 or something and distinctly saying, like, I don't like music.
What?
You know what I mean?
What do you mean, like,
that's so weird to me.
It is weird. I'm discovering it's very weird.
What do you think is the reasoning behind... How do you come to that conclusion
for
a 12 or 13-year-old?
At that age, I, of course, didn't realize, like, oh, yeah, you can go search out things that you might enjoy because there was a lot of Bubba Sparks and Linkin Park around that time.
Don't ever talk shit about Bubba Sparks.
Shake That Laffy Taffy. So,
before B4L.
Down for life. That's what it stands for.
I didn't know that.
But then, of course, you know, you grow old. You find the internet. You Google shit.
Mm-hmm.
Find shit that jives with you. It's just weird. Like, people talk about sitting at home, turning on some music or something. Like, I can't relate to that at all. Like, I will go Spotify, like, some comedian's album or something, or listen to a podcast.
I get that. I do that.
Yeah.
A lot of my listening in the car or at home is podcasts or comedy albums.
Yeah, I've listened to Kurt Metzger's album on Spotify like
how is it?
5-6 times.
He's funny.
Dude, he's one of my favorites, man. I saw him tape his hour this fall.
You never feel like that need for music, though? Do you ever get sick of podcasts?
Sometimes, but then I just go find another podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, okay, well, I did, when we first... I think around the time when I first met you, before you went back to school after break,
mm-hmm.
We were at Hookah, and I know you and Ryan were talking about you guys. I came in on the tail end. I was talking to Connie, but I heard the tail end of you guys talking about, I think you were talking about Jay-Z, Nas, like Illmatic and fucking.
Were we?
Something along the lines of that.
I have Illmatic on vinyl.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
I don't know why anyone would think you're a hipster.
I don't know.
Now, did you?
I bought that.
You didn't buy an Urban Outfitter, did you?
I was brought into a record store, and I was like, "Well, I'm friends with fucking people who would go to record stores and buy shit all the time." But I was like, "Well, I guess I'll join in on the fun or whatever," and I just picked that out because I like that. Illmatic's a great album.
I mean, yeah, if you're gonna
I'm not breaking any ground here by saying
if you're gonna have a vinyl album, it might as well be fucking Illmatic.
I was in a record store.
That's all I got.
2 weeks ago, and I think I bought Rubber Factory.
By the Black, I almost said
the Black Eyed Keys.
The Black Eyed Keys.
The Black Eyed Keys. Actually, my girlfriend bought it.
Rubber Factory. Is that the one with Airplane Blues?
Yes.
Yeah. I like that band quite a bit.
I only bought it because the week prior, Brennan was. Like, I have the album.
You bought it last week?
No, we recorded. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it because I was thinking about Brennan. Hi, Brennan.
I'm thinking
about you.
Hey, Brennan.
Because we both share a name, apparently, depending on what mic I'm on. but I do know that me and you are really big fans
FJM.
Of FJM.
Father John.
As Matt likes to call him, Father Joe's
mission.
Father Joe's mission.
You're like a grandfather.
You're the only person. It's funny.
It's more relatable to my community.
Who's Father Joe's? He's a nice man. You're the only other person that I've talked to. And coincidentally enough, you said the same thing when you first came back into town. You're like, no one else I talk to is into that album.
There's a couple people in New York, but yeah, no one here. It's weird because I'll normally.
I did get Chase Brockett on the phone.
Okay.
He's really into it now.
So. I think I was around for that conversation.
Yeah.
Outside of Winston's. But, outside of Winston's. Normally, if I like a third of the songs on an album, I'll consider it a great album. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That fucking album, man. It's you can all but start one song from the beginning. I love.
Which song do you not like?
I'm being hip again, but the single, Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings.
Because.
It seems like there's not enough shit happening. You know what I mean?
What? What do you mean?
It's just like it's that,
like, they made it specifically. Are we going to break into radio for this?
I don't even know what it is about it. It's just that doesn't hit me. But everything else, like the lyricism, I love so much about that album. Like every single time I listen to it, I like discover a new little joke he did. Like, I just listened to, you know, TP's 1 through 12,
mm-hmm.
the country-ish
mm-hmm.
jam, like the verse where he's like, we went to get some work done so our faces finally match. The mm-hmm. doctor took one look at me and took a skin graft out of my ass. I'm like, oh, he's saying his girlfriend has an ass face. Like, it took me like 6-7 listens to that album to finally fucking get that shit. And that shit's happened constantly in that. Like, that is, I love, I really like weird and out there lyricism. Like, I like Beck and Cake
mm-hmm.
because of that, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Cake.
Beck's another dude. That guy is fucking brilliant, man.
He had a project not too long ago, a couple of years ago now, I think, though, where he was like, wasn't it somewhere along the lines of taking submission or like putting out sheet music and just seeing how fans or other people like interpret it and play it?
Oh, really?
He put a lot of
I didn't hear about that.
He's kind of a loser, isn't he?
Yeah, he kind of wants people to.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah. Best joke of the night.
Yeah, the dog liked it.
Maverick's a big Beck fan.
How do you guys feel about Muse?
Not a big fan.
I used to think they were just like a shitty Coldplay.
Shitty Coldplay?
But then I listened to their songs and I was like, they're better than Coldplay. So right now I stand, they're better.
This has happened a couple times. I'll fucking hate a song and then figure out much later that it was a Muse song. That song fucking sucks.
Any song that sucks. You're like, it can be traced back to Muse.
They were like on some Argentinian, maybe, talk show where they were like, we want to play our song. And they're like, no, you have to lip sync it. We're not going to risk anything. And Muse was like, no, we don't want to do that. And they were like, you have to. So they all switched positions. So like the lead singer was on the drums, drummer was on the bass was on the lead, like the vocals. Mm-hmm. And they just fucked, like the fucking still lead singer who was on the drummer, who was on the drums, would fucking like, while they're in the middle of the song, would put his fucking sticks up and like yell and shit. Like clearly.
They were raging against the machine.
But they did it in such a way that I was just like, I don't care how much I don't like their music. Like, this is fucking awesome. Like, they just were just like,
did you just like their performance and what they were doing?
Yeah,
that
absolutely. But then I keep hearing Muse songs like on our fucking work radio or whatever. They always come up. And I was like, I can fuck with this. I hated what's that fucking one song they had a couple years back that was like huge. They will not.
Black Holes and Revelations.
No, not that one. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you know,
it was like a rise.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Whatever the fuck it was
dude,
called.
Dude, they play that at fucking at sports games. Like, that's going to pump
really?
People up. Yeah.
That's the reason I hated them. They will not fold.
That's a pretty hipster reason to not like the band.
Some whiny dude.
No, because they're just so overplayed. You've hated bands because they were overplayed.
I don't hate any.
Fuck you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you do.
You hate Kanye West.
You gotta hate someone.
There's a podcast that me and Matt did with no guests that I won't release.
It's just you hate me.
This is the best one we've ever done.
I listened back to it, and it's 45 minutes of me fucking jizzing hate on Kanye, Beyonce.
Jay-Z.
Yeah,
we talked about Childish a little bit, and you were happy.
And I was happy. But I just...
It was the week that Beyonce...
She dropped
it was
her
like
album
2 days after...
Announced.
she dropped her album at midnight unannounced.
Yeah.
And still sold like 800,000 copies.
God damn, you've been doing that this podcast that long and have released two episodes.
Oh, hey. Fuck. Hey, this is Shane Brennan. I don't know if you know him. He doesn't release shit.
I know a Shane Brennan.
Shane Brennan. He's a good guy. Sorry.
That Brendan dude is a procrastinating piece of shit.
Do you find, like, of course it's instinctual and very common to be like, that this music fucking sucks, but
yeah,
do you ever like step back and you're like, what the fuck, why am I angry about this?
Yeah,
like it's I think it's so weird to
I did after I listened to myself on that last part.
Yeah. it's so weird to treat entertainment as like a way of asserting yourself over someone, you know what I mean? Like, especially I suppose if it's with music, like, you can sort of read more about a person than if it's, like, about movies or a television show or something, but, like, it's fucking organized sound, like, who gives a shit? Because I remember, I've dismissed people for liking, I don't know, like, pop punk or something, and then later I'm like, what am I doing?
You don't have any friends that are Fall Out Boy fans?
I have a couple.
So then he'd really hate the most, Jimmy Wolper then, because
is he a Fall Out Boy fan?
Jimmy, I always give him shit. He's going to be on the podcast, but I judge the shit out of Jimmy. I'm just like, hey, you want to come on the podcast and talk about Bowling for Soup? He's just like,
and
here.
He gets excited.
He's just like, I don't like them. I was just like, oh, you want to talk about Blink then, or what is it? What do you want to talk about?
Blink's more acceptable.
Yeah, but they do have some other.
How much? I know I'm just going
Alien Ant Farm. You want to come talk? Come talk about Alien Ant Farm, you piece of shit. Thank you.
Uncle, I miss you. Hey there.
That's
the angel from my nightmare.
Don't they say Ed instead of head?
I don't fucking know.
San Diego's favorite, though.
Yeah, well.
Hometown heroes.
Blink?
Yeah.
They're from here?
Yeah, they're from right up the street. They're from where Jimmy is. Poway. That's why he loves
him. Like Jimmy's high school, right?
That's weird, too. Like, if someone's from your area, you'll like them more. Like,
I hate fucking POD, and he loves them.
Are they from here? Don't love them. I like them.
Yeah, they have a skate shop right across the street from Matt's house.
Hang out there.
That's because they're not making music anymore.
Fuck you. They still do concerts. POD is legit.
Didn't they have that song about, like, telling people not to kill themselves or something?
Yeah, Youth of the Nation.
Euthanasia.
Yeah, Euthanasia. It's called Euthanasia.
Parentheses, Youth of the Nation.
That's like, every one of my friends from my hometown are all like, you don't like Eminem?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I don't. And they're like, you're from Michigan, you have to like Eminem. And I was like, no. Kid Rock?
Kid Rock?
No, fuck
I'll agree with you on that, but you don't like any M? At all? You never been down
like,
with?
Yeah.
There's a couple M songs I'll fuck with, but I've never been like, Eminem's the best rapper.
I will say, I don't like M since he...
Well, that's an extreme
thing. Since he
but that's what everyone
started having a sober lifestyle.
Fuck Eminem.
I think he was better when he was all coked up. And
I don't like that angry shit, though. Like, if you're gonna...
Bullshit. You listen to Waka Flocka.
Waka's not angry. Waka's excited.
Waka Flocka.
I don't play.
Waka's excited. He's not angry.
Favorite Waka song, go.
Hard the Motherfucking Paint, my man.
Yeah! So good.
It's wrong.
Heart of the Paint and No Hands are both equally the best.
You can't give Waka all the credit on No Hands because
Roscoe Dash
and Wale.
I know that's not very bold of me to pick the most popular Waka song, but
no,
I don't know.
It is the best, though.
I think Capitalism really decided on that one. That's like, of course it's the biggest. It's the best.
Fucking Waka.
When he came out, I remember someone saying, like, it sounds like a clown rapper. If a clown was going to rap, that's the name he chose.
Waka, Waka, Waka.
Just put some machine guns in the back and you're good.
Have you ever seen that fucking parody video where it's like Waka, Gucci?
Yeah.
They're like,
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Waka, cross the street. Waka, dog, yes. On the leash.
And OJ the Juice Man.
OJ the Juice.
So good.
And I got stamina. And I like animals. Hannah Montana.
He's like, Gucci's like, I eat red crayons because crayons taste the best.
That shit.
Because the red ones taste the best.
That was probably the best track that they've all made together.
So good. It's so good.
I love that shit.
And
you forgot my dog's name. You were going to say his name.
No, I was actually going to say P-Man, but that's actually comedian.
P-Man to comedian?
Yeah.
I've never seen a set.
It's Waka, Gucci.
I've not seen a set.
He won't listen.
He's a stool fucker?
Would I stool fucker?
Is he a stool fucker?
Is he a stool fucker?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Is there a guy that fucks the stools?
Is that a comedian?
I remember a guy when I start. I've seen
lots of guys hump a stool.
I remember
in my comedy career.
I remember when I started. It was a black dude. He would always hand me like little business cards and shit to come to his shows.
Adam Cunning.
This is well before his time.
Dante Cordova.
You just named the two black
Shane Brennan.
It was Shane Brennan. It was and he would do a whole act out of like eating out some girl's pussy, but he'd do it on the stool.
Oh, James Schrader.
James Schrader. That's the blackest comic in SD.
His golden black locks. Okay, fucking.
People don't utilize the stool enough, though. I gotta.
Not a lot of good stool comics out there.
It's hack.
It wasn't supposed to. Now that you said it was hack, I do realize that.
puns?
Who's your favorite band of all time?
Fuck.
Journey.
Probably the Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that a genuine answer, or is that just default?
No, because
do you kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger?
I'm gonna move on. There's that's hard for me to say because there's no one I like that they're that doesn't have a chunk of their discography that I really detest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if I had to add it all up, like. Especially quantity-wise, the Rolling Stones are probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Even though, like, after 1972, go fuck yourself. Like, I'm not listening to Some Girls and their disco album. Get out of here. That's the most popular album they ever sold. And
yeah.
People get out of here, you fucking weirdo. yeah. But,
speaking of Stones, do you like Maroon 5?
No, I
don't say speaking of Stones and
well, they
question.
Got... There's the, you know...
Didn't you just make that joke?
I made a Kesha joke.
Oh, you're right. Oh, never mind. That doesn't take me.
I'm a real fucking music fan.
Fuck you guys.
$100 on Ha, baby.
What's the Maroon 5 joke? I don't get that.
I don't have a Maroon 5 joke. I was just saying, like, you know, they. I get the moves like.
The are they the new Stones?
I got the moves like Jagger, and I was just like.
Oh, yeah.
We saw where we were going with that.
Yeah. I just saw that they have a black
guy. Do you think Maroon 5
now.
Is the new Rolling Stones?
Absolutely not. But I did listen to Songs for Jane a couple weeks ago, their first album.
It's not bad.
I had it on repeat the entire week. Did you listen to that album?
No, I don't.
It's really good.
Is there anyone out here? Because it's getting harder and harder to play. What's that called?
The Maroon 5 album?
Yeah, their first one.
All right.
It's really good. Their new stuff is shit.
Harder to Breathe.
Harder to Breathe.
Is one of the best songs of the 2000s.
This Love or some shit.
This love has taken its toll on me. That's not the same album, though, is it?
It is. Songs for Jane.
I thought they were different.
Who did I'm a Dick, I'm a Dick, I'm Addicted to You?
That was fucking...
Was that Hoobastank?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, fuck. Hoobastank. I haven't thought about them.
I'm going to look this up because I know this.
Sing it.
I'm a Dick, I'm Addicted. They say I'm a Dick in the song and then say I'm Addicted to You. I know this.
And then prepubescent me was like...
Hoobastank's like
Hoobastank was the reason.
Yeah,
no, that's right. Hoobastank was like the annoying little brothers of Incubus that like lived down the street from them, right?
Not annoying, but just little.
No, come on now. Like when
I used to fuck with Hoobastank all the time.
No, but when they first hit the scene, you can't tell me that they didn't resemble like a knockoff version of Incubus.
I fucked with Hoobastank way before I fucked with Incubus, so I'm not qualified to answer this question.
That's right. I must be dating myself.
Yeah.
You don't know who Incubus is?
I know who they are. I know their one song.
They made way more than one.
I know, but I know that one.
Wait a minute, how
I
old
used
are
to
you?
Love Hoobastank.
I'm 20.
Oh, that's right. You
He's
are 20.
He's a cat, dude.
You're committing
He's
a crime
a cat.
Right now.
By podcast interviewing a 20-year-old?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Nah.
Or by giving you friendship? Or
we'll leave it. We'll make it vague.
He's drinking alcohol.
That
Simple Plan.
Guys, you don't brought... say that.
Simple Plan.
The band?
See, I don't even know who that is.
They sang that, and they also sang, I'm just a kid and life isn't.
Oh, I hated those guys. Jimmy Wolpert would like those guys.
He would. He they're his them. Favorite band. He wears Simple Plan shirts to every show.
He does wear Simple Plan.
Good luck getting a good podcast with Jimmy Wolpert.
It's going to be fantastic.
I'm sure we've had worse.
He knows it's coming, though.
Yeah.
He does know it's coming.
We wanted to have him on every podcast and just do like a 5-minute bit with him where we ask him music questions and he doesn't know anything.
I love that kid, but I did Prince Hugo with him last week, and I mean, partially this is my fault because I got a little tipsy and then a little high before I did it, but we just had nothing, and I would throw something to him, he'd be like, and then I was talking to someone in there, and I told him I bombed at Prince Hugo with Jim, and he's like, that's funny, because anytime anyone ever says they bombed at Prince Hugo, their partner's always Jimmy Moore.
Oh, man.
He's on a roll right now, though.
Jimmy's crushing dude, right now.
He had that ACC shit, and he had
that joke about
tattooed shit.
That joke about him looking threatening in a hoodie, I think, is so fucking funny.
It's a good bit.
I haven't... It is not getting its justice, man.
It did at ACC. You didn't get to see it, but...
He went top five at ACC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He stuck to the...
It fucking ate... It didn't eat it at Tilt 2, but it just got... It did mild chuckling.
Well, Tilt 2... You did Tilt 2. How do you feel about that room? How many times have you done Tilt 2?
Just once this week.
And what do you get from that room? What kind of feeling?
I don't know, man. I thought it was cool.
Yeah?
I think... I heard it fills up more than it usually did that week, but I still thought it was
cool. It was unusually a little sparse in there.
Hmm.
But
the show we did was a little sparse.
Well, you got laughs. You did a great. You had a great set that night. I, on the other hand, they weren't having that shit. They weren't buying it.
I don't know about them.
They weren't buying it. I wasn't selling it, but they weren't taking it.
Because we were both really excited about that.
Yeah.
Because every time I've been there, it's been like every comedian goes and hangs out there.
Yeah.
And then when we were there, it's like, oh, everyone's just like, I'm just gonna go to bed.
They're like, oh wait, Matt and Shane.
Never heard of them.
Nope, we're not going. We're not going to waste our time. Let's just go straight to the Can Club and do karaoke.
But it's a cool... Because, like, I like rooms with, like, a fucking stage and seating.
Yeah.
Because, I'm used to so many rooms. Okay.
I'm handing it to you.
I'm doing this myself like a goddamn white person. I'm used to doing rooms and shit where it's just, like...
Stadium seating, like, selling out Qualcomm.
No, not so much.
Leather chairs.
Just, yeah.
We're just like, hey, cigar bar, we're going to do a show while you're smoking.
That's fucking comedy, man. That's
And I mean, it's fun, but I really like the Mamma Mia's.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I did it this week. It was so weird, man. I didn't know. Here's the thing. Ryan Hicks told me it was a clean show. Then I talked to Dan Arumi about that, and he's hard to read, right? Because he's the most chill dude ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I was laughing because it's true, yeah.
Every fucking sentence out of his mouth is like the verbal translation of a shrug, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's,
man. I mean, it's
and clean, he said, like, use your best judgment, which I interpreted as, like, if there's fucking, like, 8-year-olds around,
don't say fucking 8-year-olds.
Like, but I don't have, like... I can take fucks and shits out of my act, and it's still...
A vulgar bit.
It's still very vulgar.
Yeah.
But I did it, and I when I was up there, I, like, looked around, and it didn't take very long because there were, like, 6 people there. But I saw, oh, yeah, no children. I could just go into whatever. And, started mucking it up. Started getting a little rowdy, like I do.
Yeah.
Ate dick, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then I got off, and Gary, who runs it, South African dude, like, gave me a talking to. Like,
what?
He was just like, gotta
tone it down a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe not say the F word.
Was this before or after your free meal?
This was after my free meal.
What did you eat?
That's fine, though.
I got the rigatoni adele.
it was good,
really
wasn't it?
Good, man.
It was good.
Yeah, rigatoni with sausage and bell peppers.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I need you to go
try the
Mia.
You should try the calamari.
Question.
No,
wait,
it's not
wait, no, let me do it again. Calamari.
Question.
Okay, go ahead.
If I do Mamma Mia's, can I just walk over here? You give me a key, I'll sleep on the couch.
You see a couch around here?
Yeah. Well, I have to go
used to have it.
I have a futon on the that I have to go get from Evan Jones.
It's if I have to right pick there. That up, and then I go, I get a ride to Mamma Mia's, I say, leave.
You got a ride to Mamma Mia's, why wouldn't you get a ride back to your...
Because if it's my sister dropping me off... Let's not talk about
just
this
let
on
me
the
know.
Podcast.
Just let me know.
I just want to sleep here. I just want to hang out.
Getting hammered at Mamma Mia's? The fucking...
No, not that. Just...
You can. I got...
You're allowed to drink there for free, too?
Yeah, I fucking...
Why are we not doing Mamma Mia's like, every fucking night?
I ate calamari.
Did order the house red.
I was there. I drank about a bottle of red wine there.
On the house?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And ate shit. But I did not feel bad about it at all.
I feel like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm 20, right? And half the fucking...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Half the venues, like, in comedy...
Like...
Yeah. ...are 21 and up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm constantly having to, like, sneak around or get people to, like, shield me from bartenders as I walk into places. Like, you bought me you bought me a beer...
I'm going to have to beat this up. I'm bleeping
this out. And how fucking adorable was that, by the way? I was just like, can you give me a beer?
But you look. It had been
almost 10 years since I was asked by a minor to buy alcohol.
Also,
and I was proud. I felt good that you asked me to do that. I was just like, I will buy you a beer.
You were inside Kumite tonight.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
They don't let Burner in there.
Really? No, no.
He'll try to sneak in and they'll fucking rush you.
Yeah, Jeff stands outside and he waits.
I guess I do look pretty old.
You don't look like you're under 21.
It's all
high. Dude, I got carded at the Ken Club for a couple of weeks before the guy realized, oh,
without ordering drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I walk in, he's like, oh, wait, hey, oh, hold on. ID.
I've been carded by three different people there.
That's weird.
Yeah, but you're a 6'4", 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a 13-year-old.
You have rosy cheeks.
They card me.
And you have a Batman pillowcase.
That's supposed to stay on stage.
That was for the stage only. Let's get back to what.
Let's start the podcast.
Let's start this podcast.
So we're here with.
As you know, we are a
Bandic.
We try to be. With Bizarro Bandic.
Huh.
We're something like a
music
based podcast.
We both. Slouch all the time.
You're tall. We're both tall, gangly tall white guys.
Yeah, we both drive Jeeps, by the way.
Like, that's not a fucking coincidence. Do you think it's a coincidence?
I mean, I'm
are
starting
you trying to be
higher
Peter
power.
Bandic?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are you trying to be Peter Bandic?
Yeah.
Can you do a Peter Bandic impersonation right now?
That's my Peter Bandic.
That was spot on.
He also.
We're about to get a twofer right now. I was going to put Peter on the fucking credits.
That's not a good
do it.
Nice.
We talked about one of my favorite bits in San Diego earlier. Peter Bandic also has one of my favorite bits.
What's
he's
that?
So funny.
Where he says, sex is a lot like Pizza Hut, or sex is a lot like Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
No, he said, what the fuck is it?
Yeah, sorry, Pete. Matt is ruining your bit.
I'm a little drunk.
What is it?
Sex is a lot like pizza. It sucks when it's from Domino's.
That's
the joke.
That's a good bit.
I laugh at that every
dude,
time.
It lost a lot when you said it, though.
I know. I fucked
it lost
up
a
so
lot
much.
When you said
sorry,
it.
Peter.
Dude,
you're
last,
not listening.
Last summer
listen.
After
still
the last summer after the Palace, Mike, we were at fucking Denny's one time, and Hugo Chu was there, and Peter, and he was just chowing down on an enormous amount of food that he shouldn't have been putting into his body, and Peter was like, man, I hate just seeing you eat because I know it means you're going to live longer. That is one of the best lines I've ever
heard
in my life.
Oh shit, we're supposed to get Pete in here.
Does he like you?
He does.
Okay.
Pete, we were at Denny's and
still listening.
You got invited to Denny's?
You were there too.
Oh.
He
you fucking ashtray.
Oh, it's on the on the air conditioner. He said that he's like, so hey, what's this wordplay about? I was like, oh, we talk music. Do you want to come by and do it? He's just like,
it's like a joint. Can I smoke
with you? He was just like, yeah, once we stop talking about the Beatles, that's all I got.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, my thing was, we can talk about the Beatles. We can't.
Oh,
he's
I
know some pretty deep cuts, though. I was like, that's fine.
That's when we were asking Walpert. Hey,
well, you
is
want to
this
come
a,
on and talk about?
Is this an Outkast album or a Beatles album?
Yeah, that was the game. I don't know who brought that up.
And he was wrong.
We're like
every
Jimmy.
Time. Jimmy. No, we just said, is this a Beatles album or not? And I was like, Aquemini. And he's like, Beatles.
Beatles.
That's great.
You know what? But the are you?
See, I stole his image of this guy who doesn't know anything about music. Like, you might as well not have him on because you're having him on now.
So what?
Fuck Jimmy Wolver. Do I what?
What genre would you say that you subscribe to more than others?
I think it's kind of a toss-up between, like, rock from late 60s, early 70s, mm-hmm. and, that's hard to say, because alt is so vague, you know what I mean?
Well, let's talk alt about alt, because I'm a big alt guy, so what...
Breeze Block song's good.
It is, that's it really all I is. Know. God damn it, man. You gotta follow through with some of this shit, dude. All J album is ridiculous. Going
second on the list.
All J. What are you writing this down for your return? When you come back for summer break? When you come back after this semester?
Oh, but you're gonna be a changed man.
You better fucking have a list of albums that you've listened to completely.
Right.
Okay? All you know is one song from All J.
Yeah, just that one that ran on the radio, man. I'm so sorry.
So can you base your opinion on... Are you an all J just based off that song?
Yeah, it's a good-ass song.
It is.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video?
No. It's a good-ass video?
It's a guy murdering his either girlfriend or mistress, but it's played in slow motion and in reverse.
I like that. Music videos would be fun to make.
They'd be fun, dude.
Yeah.
I'd just be like... Man, these are fun.
Have you guys heard of Hozier? H-O-Z-I-E-R?
I think you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Hoosiers.
It's Hoosiers?
Let's move on. What about Hozier?
It's a movie. It's this dude from Sweden.
Indiana. What am
I? Excuse me?
Indiana.
Sweden.
You notice all the laughs that didn't get the first time.
I'm going to put in a laugh track. All my bits are going to kill during this podcast.
It's this musician who apparently has been garnering like a shit ton of buzz from labels and shit, all flying out to Europe to see him. But he came out with a song called Take Me to Church.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard it before, and then my friend was like, check out this video. And watching the video with the song, it's like a kind of a commentary on like how Russia treats gays.
Okay.
Just like the persecution of...
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like... If you were to watch it in America and not have any context, you're like, this is overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch it knowing that it's a dude from Sweden commentating on Russia,
yeah,
you're just kind of like, it's super powerful video, but the song is fucking great. So I was just wondering if you guys have ever heard of it.
No, I'm a few bars.
Excuse me?
I'm a few bars.
I mean, if you've never heard it, you're not going to recognize it. So
I just want to hear it.
I don't want to fuck up this song. It's a good song.
Moving on.
Dude, I'll
post it on Wordplay with
Matt. I know a lot of...
Wordplay with Matt Chan.
Wordplay.
I know a lot of film students at NYU, because I'm, like, semi in their department. But I know, like, people have worked on, like, ASAP videos and shit.
Really?
Jesus.
You know Danny Brown's video where it's the little kid who looks like Danny Brown?
Hey, do we know Danny Brown's video?
We know Danny.
Like, I know some girl who fucking PA'd on that shit. Like, it's weird how...
I don't think he knows. Danny Brown's my favorite musician.
Is he really?
Yes.
Danny Brown's
I was talking to Ryan
dad.
Hicks about him the other night.
I don't know if you know this. I wrote an article for Ryan Hicks.
Oh, he did.
He showed me that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. He fucking... Like, I think it's so appropriate that he did that, like, a Rolling Stone thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he just seems like a dirty guy that you would never want to touch. Yeah. Like, whoever fucking... You know how he got blown at a concert or whatever? Like, she probably had the dustiest mouth after that. Like, coated in, like, old fucking...
She had a bad trip
mold.
For weeks after that.
Oh, yeah.
She
got high off his dick moisture. Not cum, just the gross parasites that were living on his genitals.
Sucking Danny.
Are you, do you like Danny Brown?
Or
do you
I like how weird he is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... I do... Here's the thing. Is it possible to like a guy without really liking his music?
Yeah.
Yes. Because I love his
persona.
Style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really cool when you see a guy who has a completely different take on something that's very established. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Complete unabandonment.
I like weirdos, man.
Yeah, he's
I like
there.
Weirdos in music.
And the thing about him is, like, he looks really weird, but also his fucking the way he dresses is also like
a lot of
people dress like that,
mm-hmm.
but like he wears the tight pants, you know, the big shoes,
leopard shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
He just and like if you watch the shit like the documentaries or whatever short films,
it's not just a stage thing.
No,
like,
that's how he is.
Yeah.
Did you watch that like 20 minute documentary?
Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah.
And he was just like, they put him on that J Dilla, whatever fucking concert in remembrance of J Dilla. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, I feel like I'm just here because people know who I am. Like, they don't care about anything else. They just want to get people out here. And he's like, fuck that. Like, I'm a huge fan of Dilla. Like, I feel like that's one of those guys that's like in it because he loves making music. And that's all he wants to do. Like, fuck fame, fuck money, fuck everything. Like, Danny Brown's that dude that's just like...
He puts on a good show.
He just wants to do his shit.
I saw Danny live at Lollapalooza 3 years ago. Good fucking show.
I believe it.
Sweaty.
I hear he puts on a hell of a show.
Sweaty. Lots of dick.
Lots of dick.
Lots of dick.
His own dick or just...
His dick, hype man dick.
He's pulling his dick out?
DJ Dicks. DJ Dicks.
He pulled his dick out.
He didn't pull it out. Okay. A fan pulled it out.
Okay.
A fan pulled his dick
out. It was during a crowd surf session.
Oh.
But he wasn't like quick to like pull the pants back up when he got back on the stage.
That'd be such an annoying thing to have to do.
Yes.
Speaking of festivals, have you been to any music festivals? Like Coachella kind of shits or anything?
No.
You hear the Outcast is making their comeback.
I told you I've been to 5 shows.
You gotta get on that shit. This is what
I'm... Oh no, actually, I just realized I saw Hieroglyphics for $1, but Dell wasn't there.
That's why you saw him for $1.
Yeah, yeah. It was a pay what you want show, but Dell did not show up.
God damn! Cool. Fuck that. Yeah. Did you know he wasn't gonna show?
No.
Did you go for
him? No one did. That's why they said pay what you want.
I didn't even know about that group really, and
that was the shit
until the day of that show. And I started looking them up, and I'm like, "That's pretty fucking cool." Dell's pretty good, man. That I mean, I like that Gorilla song he's on. I didn't even know that.
Absolutely, like, absolutely.
And looking back, like, man, that guy's
fucking... Were you into,
another weirdo? Another guy was a weird delivery.
Yeah. Were you into Das Racist at all?
You talking about weird as a novelty item? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're weird, dude.
Yeah.
They made some dope tracks when they were still together.
They're decent musicians, but I think people like them because they are Das Races and like out there.
In the
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That's a dope ass song.
You know, it is. But
Hari Kondabulu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
His cousin's in Das Racist or something.
Which one is he?
I think he's the DJ or something. Like he's. I don't know who's in Das Races.
Did you fuck around with Deltron 3030?
A little bit. My friends like it, so I just play it around. Maybe
that's kind of what I'm like.
What was the last like artist or group that your friends were really like stoked on getting you on, and you listened to, and you're just like, God damn it! I was gonna go to the bathroom. Piece of shit.
Shit. Because
I just feel like you're in New York, you're like right in the heart of it all. I just feel like I just figure there's just like so much underground good shit, like on the cusp of like breaking out, that you're afforded this opportunity to just see.
I know.
Are you that caught up in school and just whatever else is going on where you just don't want to break away and go see some good tunes? I mean, you do mics, like you get up on stage and do some time, right?
Mics there. I think I just, not that the two are naturally opposed to each other, but I think I'd rather be entertained by comedy than music.
Right, right.
That's just the tendency I go to, and I'm surprised, like, more people aren't listening to fucking comedy all the time.
So, yeah,
laughter's the shit, man.
That's kind of a biased opinion though, because we're comics, you know, and that's just what we would prefer to a certain extent, you know. If you weren't a comedian, do you think that you wouldn't be listening to as much comedy albums or podcasts as you are now?
That's hard to say, because I mean,
for as long as you remember,
a different human being.
Yeah, exactly, you know. So
no, because even comedian, even you guys are fucking talking about shit I don't even know. Like, you guys love music, so.
But we're still.
But for me, at least, like, before I ever considered being a comedian, I got really into podcasts.
Really?
Yeah, me too. I mean,
fucking, I didn't get into podcasts until.
I did, because I worked 8 hours a day by myself, and so I'd have to figure out shit to listen to. And if there wasn't a hip-hop album out, I'd fucking go right to podcasts.
I mean, you made it weird with Pete Holmes is, like, what inspired me
The first time I ever heard Pete Holmes was on Doug Loves Movies. And I was like, this dude needs a podcast. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he came out
with... What was the first You Made It Weird that you listened to? Do you remember the guest?
It was TJ.
So no shit, the earlier ones.
I got on board my friend Nick, who's a comedian in New York. He was just telling me about it because he knew I was in the podcast and shit. And I would listen to WTF, and my friends do a show called Jim and Them.
Jim and Them
on iTunes.com.
So I was into that and other things, and then he just showed me, like, You Made It Weird, and I don't know. He just was talking about, like, you should go, if for anyone interested in comedy, you should go check out an open mic and then realize that it's not as steep of a hill to climb as you think it is. And I was like, and then I did that. I went to the Palace in June 2012, and I was like, oh, man.
When you came back here.
Yeah. And I was like, no one's good. We're all terrible.
So what's that about? Getting to that, like, what? When you, was that the first comedy show, like live comedy show you saw, was when you went to the Palace for an open mic?
No, I mean, amateur, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen Brian Regan at a theater show before. Oh, I've seen Jim Gaffigan and shit. I mean, I was a kid, but yeah, that was the first where it wasn't like, oh, this guy's a nationally touring headliner, where I went and checked it out. Yeah, the Palace, Comedy Palace open mic, it was Tuesdays then. And you could get up and do fucking 5 minutes.
Do you remember who you saw?
I remember Matt Blagg, David Dorward, Tyler Reese, and Bob Hansen, but I don't remember anyone else.
Oh, fuck.
Chet Nicholson was up on the show, and he had to joke about, like, doing a mud run or something, and he, like, made a kissy face at me or something. I don't know.
And you were like, I can do this. That black guy that just blew a kiss to me.
No, but there was a realization.
Did he have, like, great abs back then, too? Was he fit?
He had a tight-ass shirt on, dude.
Of course he did.
Yeah, that guy is an Adonis. Hey, Chip. Beautiful.
He is. He's a very... I feel bad about myself when I see Chip. Anyway.
As black males, we both feel bad about ourselves.
You know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, and I'm Mexican. All right. You're piss?
I'm gonna piss.
Okay.
We can talk. It's fine.
Can't we?
How big of a role do you feel like podcasts played? Did you become a comedian before you listened to podcasts?
I had aspirations to do it since I was like 15 or something.
Okay.
And then I started talking about it to my friend when I was like in the senior year of high school. And then my friend Max was like, yeah, you should fucking try that shit. And it still took like another year. I'd say the podcast thing really, really.
Because I was one of those kids where people were like, oh, you should be a comedian. Oh, you should be on SNL. And I was always like, never. Like, I don't know how to write jokes. Like, I kind of always wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
But I never thought it would work out. So I like went to school and shit. And then... I was planning, my brother-in-law lives in LA, and he's like a production assistant, and he's been on some pretty cool shit. He's like 30-something, older guy. He's done it for a while. So I've always like talked to him about like, oh yeah, like I want to move out there. He's like, I'll hook you up. I was like, cool, I'll move out there. And then my sister, plug this shit in, bruh. Sure. We're going to lose it.
Your sister?
My sister moved to San Diego last... I guess it was 2 years ago, July.
Okay.
So, like, a year and a half ago. And I was always like, okay, yeah, like, I want to get out to the West.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to move to L.A., but, like, my sister was like, you can stay with us. You know, worst comes to worst, we'll get a house together.
Right.
And then I was just, like, I started listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
And I was like...
How'd you find out about them?
For a long time, I listened to Doug Loves Movies. I don't remember how I found out about it, but it was always like... When I went to work, I would listen to it.
Yeah.
And then from there, I, like, got hooked up with other comedians who also did podcasts.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I was just, like...
You guys do, too. Yeah. Fucking podcast.
Everyone does have a fucking podcast.
I was just, like, I think I can do this.
Or
started comedy.
Okay.
And then I started kind of writing jokes, even though they weren't good.
Yeah.
And then I moved here, and I like, nobody knew I did comedy until, yeah, like, 2 weeks after I moved here. Because I had told everybody, I was like, I'm going to be a writer. I'm just going to write. I'm just moving to San Diego to write. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone's like, oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And then, like, yeah, I started listening to podcasts, and I was just like, I'm fucking try to do comedy.
How's that worked out so far?
Not good. I'm moving home in a week. Back to Michigan. I'm going to go to school to be a teacher.
I'm just looking at the sound volume bars. And anytime
this Shane is every time Shane laughs.
Oh, yeah. It is distracting.
Why do you always yell on the podcast?
That's your thing. You yell. I don't yell. Point. I can't help it that I have this.
I like to point and yell.
No one's going to get that.
Sorry. Trying to make a cool reference.
Oh god, we should get back to music.
Yeah, we should.
Hour and 11 minutes.
Real?
Yeah,
Jesus,
man.
Christ,
you want some more?
Yeah, I do. All
right, I just put it away. But
I mean, he's only driving me home, so it's like 3 or 4 more.
Are you driving him home, by the way?
I mean, I'm not. I don't feel anything. I've had one, so
yeah, okay. Give him 3 more. All
right, well,
that'd be good. You got questions for us?
Do you find it hard to answer the old what is your 5 favorite bands or whatever question?
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that the hardest
fucking... That's why we put it on the guest.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to ask me that?
Go. Top 5.
No, man. We asked Evan.
Yeah.
Evan Jones, like, several weeks ago. And, like, for a couple weeks after we asked, because he's like, what should I prepare? And, like, every week he would see us, he'd be like, okay, I got it. I got my list now. And he'd get to, like, number 3, he'd be like, fuck, let me get back to you.
I know,
it's,
man,
different every time.
Because if I answer
it's impossible.
I'm going to want to amend it. Like, I'm going to want you to put
I think.
Do you feel like, as far as music goes, it depends on what mood you're fucking in?
Oh,
yeah.
Even if, not just, like, a night, like, for a year.
There are days where I think Slow Ride is the greatest song of all time.
Yeah.
So what mood have you been in? Like,
what'd you listen to on the way here?
I was listening to the radio, actually.
Yeah, he said Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Alabama. Oh, yeah. I was listening to 101.5 and fucking Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue has his fucking own station. He does this. He's clearly not good at hosting radio.
What was Nikki Sixx came out with that solo album, right?
I have no idea.
It was called 6 a.m. You know what I'm talking about, Shane?
Well, this program is called
What was the song? What was the fucking single off that album that Nikki Sixx put out?
I did not.
My friends were obsessed with it and I hated it.
How long ago was this?
A year, maybe.
I'm going to let you mix this yourself. Because you're a minor.
You need a spoon to mix a drink? Come on, Shane.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's for.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I will give it back. It was for you to fucking burn your fix in there. Because we're going to shoot heroin after this.
Oh, sweet. That's
what it was. My dad always taught me to...
You see that bar? You see that bar man?
Heroin.
So, really?
No.
I failed out of college the first time because of cocaine.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry, Mom.
I can tell you the night it happened, too. It was when I was watching Garden State on DVD. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've seen the end of it.
With Zach Braff and Natalie Portman?
I've seen when they're, like, crying in a junkyard.
That was the moment when I was crying in my fucking dorm room.
So you failed out of college because of Garden State.
I didn't fail out because of Garden State.
Portman! But this was me.
Because of Natalie Portman.
I watched Garden State with my mom.
That's sad.
And she turned it off when they were sitting on the couch taking drugs because it was too graphic. Hmm. That's the difference between us, Shane.
Look at me now, Mom.
She's proud of me.
Is she? She should be. You're going to be a part of Gilda's Laugh Fest.
Weird! Listen, listeners.
Don't correct it. Matt was the only one.
Yeah.
Out of me, Schrader, Hicks, that submitted to... That submitted to Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And Matt got selected.
Nice.
So he is officially in...
Hometown hero.
He's the hometown boy.
Uh-huh. That's all.
So we're basically riding his 6'4", 13-year-old.
Isn't there like a fucking caravan heading east or something?
It started off as a caravan,
an airplane. Now it's an airplane.
Yeah.
but I'm super excited.
And because Ryan's parents won't allow black people to sleep in their house, I will be.
Ryan's parents also moved to Grand Rapids a couple years back.
Ryan Hicks?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is weird because he's from Texas.
Yeah, I thought they were still down there.
And no, his parents. His dad got a job at like the huge Midwest grocery center. He works for M&M.
I don't know why I said that. Like, I'm keeping tabs on where Ryan's parents.
Well, you keep. You clearly know my girlfriend's first and last name. You tabs with enough of us.
Now, when I found out his parents lived there, I was like, I was talking to Ryan. I was like, hey, have you ever heard of Laugh Fest? Your parents are from GR.
Right.
He's like, yeah. And I was like, let's do it.
Don't refer to Grand Rapids as GR.
Fuck yourself. Like, it is GR.
How many people back in Grand Rapids refer to that as
100%.
You and that one African kid that's your friend.
Mooch! He's not listening.
I feel like there's a slight racial undertone.
His last name is Mooch. He's from Africa, and his last name is Mooch.
Just because his parents are African don't mean they can't be racist.
His dad has
Have
nine
you ever
wives.
Seen District 9?
It's a good-ass movie.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
It's about aliens. It's one of my
favorites. A great movie. Did you see that same guy in that movie Elysium? With... Yeah.
I did not see Elysium.
He's a badass.
Heard bad things.
Heard it sucked.
Okay, well...
Didn't watch it, so I don't have an opinion.
Is that Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
You guys play instruments when you're coming up?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we're
both drummers.
Well, I was a drummer.
Fuck yourself so hard.
Matt played drums.
Okay.
I was second chair.
I'm a percussionist.
Yeah.
Also a percussionist.
I can read music.
I can also read music.
I also write my own music.
I've also written my own drum cadence.
I'm basically an all-around legitimate musician.
I don't play guitar.
I can play.
I own a guitar.
I have. If you'd like, we can. I have an acoustic over here. I have an electric. We can plug it in the Fender.
I don't like.
I can play B.O.B.'s "Lovelier Than You" on guitar.
Yeah, that's gonna come out well. I played violin from age 9 to 14.
That's practically a guitar.
Do you know Sean Macken?
No.
The violinist for Yellow Card.
I know Boyd, the violinist for the Dave Matthews Band.
Jesus Christ.
But dude, my mom fucking...
He's awesome.
Here, another reason why I probably it was turned Pacific off Beach. From music from early age. My mom's like band. Like the only band she likes is the Dave Matthews Band. And every single goddamn long drive we had is just like six Dave Matthews records back.
So you had awesome road
trip. I would also hate music if I was you.
So what you're saying is you had...
The Dave Matthews Band has become a hack thing to hate, but I had it fucking... Like, it's, you know, some people... Are turned off to religion because they had were beaten Catholicism into it. That I the same thing with Dave Matthews Band.
What?
Like it's so yeah. It's just
Shane. That's most people.
Too much DMB.
I'm still a Dave fan. I'm still in a Dave.
I'm so sad for you.
What Dave Matthews Band song is in your head right now?
Yeah, I don't know the names of them.
Grave digger, it's when you dig my grave,
that's a terrible
you
example.
Make it shallow, that's why I can feel the rain.
Yeah,
yeah. So bad. It's so dumb.
It's age 5 through now.
Age 5 is when you
fucking DMV.
Are you fucking serious?
They dumped pee on somebody off of a fucking highway.
They deserved it.
Really?
They deserved it.
Their tour bus decided to. Release their shitter
like a fucking astronaut
onto people on a boat.
That's funny.
From the highway. Yeah, that happened.
That was great. A big Dave Matthews Band fan.
They're terrible.
I was. It was my freshman year in high school. Another guy on the drum line was just like, you gotta hear this drummer, he's ridiculous. And the first song he played was like
there's so many better drummers.
Satellite. No, what? Yeah, no.
Carter. I can name 5 drummers right now that are better than the fucking Dave Matthews Band drummer.
You don't even know his fucking name.
I don't because he's not good.
Carter, right?
Carter, yes.
Fucking, see?
Fucking,
Carter.
You heard see? Him say that.
Carter's
this is
a
like
beast.
Me reciting like biblical verses, man.
Carter's
I'm serious about this analogy.
You want to go Bible awesome. Verses right now?
No, I don't
name
know.
One.
I know Dave Matthews Band members.
Dave Matthews.
Carter.
Carter.
Boy. That's all I got, I guess.
That's all the New Testament.
It's all, yeah, he's got all these fucking old-ass black dudes in his hand.
And except the bass player, I don't know his name.
Oh, yeah, he's a strong
white kid. There's Dave, Carter, Boyd, white kid, Fat Sax Man.
Fat Sax Man with fucking long hair.
He's dead now, right?
Kenny G?
I think you're thinking of the guy from E Street Band.
Ooh. He's also dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, Detroit.
Do you fuck with any rock? Any metal?
Metal?
I like that Metallica song "Battery." You know that?
We don't like song? We don't like Metallica.
I don't like Metallica.
I hate Metallica.
Do you only like Battery because it was on the Rock Band game?
No, it was in Hesher. Do you know that movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt? That's one of my favorites.
Hesher?
What's that one about?
It's about this fucking it's about this depressed family and some fucking like metalhead fucking.
How long ago was this movie made?
2011.
Before
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really good, dude.
So after 30 Hesher. After Third Rock.
Do you think it's a Netflix?
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's
too.
After Third Rock.
It's on YouTube in its entirety if you want to watch
it. Is it a short?
No, it's an hour and 40 minutes.
How have we never seen this?
Me and
Shane frequently sit together on his bed and look through Netflix movies.
Yeah. We're the moderators of the Joe Gore Love site.
Dude, my Facebook URL is facebook.com/Joseph Gordon Levitt, but with one T. Because
does he know that?
Joseph?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've, you know.
He's going to come after you with all that new...
Did you hit him on that Reddit AMA?
Did he do one?
Yeah.
I'm not on twice. Reddit. See, I'm not up with what's happening culturally.
Fair enough.
You should be. You're the prime candidate for the kid that should be in the know.
Yeah.
You're 20. You spend your time on the East and West Coast.
Yeah.
You're skinny.
True.
You look like Peter Bandic.
You're a comedian.
You roll your own cigarettes.
True.
How the fuck are you not on Reddit?
You should know these things. You know Matt Lockwood?
A little bit.
I'm kind of like the king of Reddit.
Are you now? What's your, I don't know where to go from there.
Reddit Fun Time. That's my username.
Are you always doing that Dodge meme that everyone loves so much?
Dodge.
I'm out of the
loop. Yeah,
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I don't fuck with memes.
We gotta end this.
Shane?
Yeah, we're at an hour and 22 minutes.
I feel like we're just getting started.
I think so.
Did you name your top five? Did you name your guilty pleasure yet?
That was top of the show, homie.
Yeah, it was like Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Yeah.
Where you been?
Fuck with that.
Where you been?
You name your top five?
No.
How about this?
Let's finish on that.
Okay.
Or what chains?
What? Is there any artist or band that you're into that you think that people should be on the lookout for? Anything that you've discovered?
Shit, you want to get ahead of the curve. We got proof right here.
So that when people get hit to this person or people, you can be the one. And we have it documented that says, you know what? Because of Gordon Hale, I looked into these guys.
Yeah. I mean, here's how behind the curve I am. I almost said Beach House. They put out like 6 albums out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have ended the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Beach House, done.
Beach House is all right.
Beach House is good.
I like that. I like fucking Bloom albums a lot. My dad got it for Christmas. I'm like, Dad, you got some taste.
Your dad got Beach House?
Yeah.
Not for you, but for himself?
We gifted it to him.
Do you think your dad can do the podcast next week?
Probably.
What's he available?
All right. So that's probably like the newest, latest, and greatest that you're...
Dude, I guess Father John Misty, man. I don't know if he's still going to put out shit.
He's touring right now, and he's doing new stuff right now.
Yeah. I feel like he's definitely out of the curve, just in terms of I haven't heard of
him. He's still...
if he's as good as you guys say he's about to break out.
It's epic. I went to...
That doesn't mean anything.
Me and...
We're fucking idiots.
Me and Sarah went to a music festival.
Who's Sarah?
I'm sorry, my girlfriend.
Sarah Weems.
God damn it.
Are you friends with her on Facebook?
No, but I'm about to be.
You should
friend her. She did say the other day, after
that cute kid, Gordon.
She was like, she came down to the Whistle Stop show. Were you go to the Whistle Stop show?
I'm 20 years old.
Oh, that's right. You can't go in there because you're illegal. She's like, who's that tall, cute version of Peter Bandic?
She was talking about me, though.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. She was at the show, and I'm talking to her. And I look up at Matt, and he mouths to me, "Who's that?"
No, I texted you that.
No, he texted me like, "Who's that girl?
Who's that girl you're talking to?"
Not only did he text me,
girlfriend,
but 4 other comedians.
Bullshit.
That I won't name. Yes.
For real?
I checked.
I did it as a joke.
No,
you know that.
I know you did it as a joke, but there were 4 other guys texted me that night. Hey, who's that girl you're talking to? And when we were driving home, she's like, "It's not creepy that some of your comedian friends have Facebook friend requested me, is it?" I was like, I don't know, it depends on who it is.
You know what I'm getting from this story? Apparently all fucking San Diego comedians have each other's numbers. I don't have anyone's number. Give me your numbers.
It took a while.
I'm Ryan.
Matt, give them your number right now.
616-834-7990. You want to be on the podcast, fucking text me. If you're Gordon Hale, fucking text me. You're going to
get two new text messages you've never gotten before.
Hopefully it's Gordon Hale and Peter Bandick.
Yeah, but me and her went up to Monterey for the First City Music Festival just to see Delta Spirit, MGMT. Oh,
speaking of which,
are you a fan?
I like that song, Trash Can.
That one song from like two albums ago?
Yeah.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah, that's in the, that opens that movie, Good Old Fashioned Orchid.
Yep.
Which is a fucking funny ass movie.
Yeah, great movie.
No one saw it, but it's so good.
I saw it. Do you want to stay after this is done and watch it on Netflix?
Netflix.
Or we could just talk.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
All right. I'll sleep over.
Delta, MGMT, and Father John. And when he played, it was a fest, so there was like a lot of stuff going on. But the stage where he was performing, it was Delta and then him.
Yeah.
Maybe like half of the lawn area was full when Delta Spirit came on. But then when he came up, like everyone left every other stage.
Yeah.
And he put on a fucking show.
I hear he has the most homoerotic dance moves of all time.
He has very sensual moves. That in the beginning I was fighting off, like being. There's no way to like. I'm like strangely attracted to this.
No, yeah, it's enticing.
It. There's no way to not be aroused by it.
Because I've seen him. He did it on Kimmel. And Kimmel. There was a lot of hip movement.
Yeah.
He was on Kimmel?
He had to defend.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's the first thing I watched,
it's not one of his best songs, but yeah, it's good. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Didn't he do Writing a Novel? No, he didn't do Writing a Novel.
No, he did. Son of a Ladies Man.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's probably my least favorite song.
I do like that song.
It wasn't until after you said that one of your favorite tracks was Writing a Novel.
Love that song.
That I actually started really listening to it, because I used to just skip. And now I'm all about it.
Love that.
Yeah, and that's what got me in there. Fun Times in Babylon is probably...
Also, I didn't know until that What the Fuck with Marc Maron episode that he did that that he's talking about Neil Young in that verse about riding a dune buggy.
He was on WTF?
Yeah, he was on WTF a few weeks ago. Listen to
that. Is it titled Father John Misty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good episode, too.
I want to listen. Send me some shit to listen to.
It's really good.
And then I'll listen to that.
All right. We'll do that.
Cool.
Anyway, I think we've covered some bases.
Yeah, I think we're about done.
We've both gone to the bathroom.
What do you plan on doing when you fucking leave San Diego and go back to school?
Okay.
I'm going to need you to listen or go to at least a show.
One show.
Listen to an album completely. Investigate a band.
Y'all get better shows in San Diego.
I want both of you to give me one recommendation. Based on our conversation, you think would be the most fitting. Let's start.
Anything?
Yep.
Anything at all.
Anything in the world.
I've never seen him live.
Okay.
But from what I've heard, Danny Brown.
Danny Brown. I'll fucking check out some Danny Brown. I already like.
If I give you something I'm not absolutely fucking obsessed with.
You already had your one.
Okay. Go ahead, Shane.
I'll give you this right now.
Actually, I need it.
On Facebook today, I saw. I forgot the name of the festival. It might be the Governor's Festival or some shit like that. It's in New York City. But on the bill, Chance the Rapper,
yeah,
Outkast, and whoever the fuck else I saw.
Outkast
all I know
is
not
playing anything right now.
All I know is what?
I already know Coachella. Chance.
No, they're on.
They're not confirmed for anything else.
They're on a grip of festivals.
That's not true.
It is true. It is true.
Are you sure?
I'm.
Last I checked, the only thing they confirmed for, like themselves confirmed for, was Coachella.
Did you check blackpeopleonlywebsite.com?
Yes, I have a membership.
They wouldn't let him in.
After they find out you won the Kumite. No, but have you listened to Chance's?
Yeah, I listened to his mixtapes.
Okay, yeah, you said acid rap.
Yeah, acid rap's awesome.
It's so
awesome.
Good.
Dude, I wish, you know how Trinidad James has one fucking verse about Molly and then everyone in the world does Molly, like every dumb taste.
Yeah.
I really was hoping for like, just
a resurgence of acid
across like every ghetto in the United States. Just fucking hard ass dudes getting fucked by face fucked by their goddamn like spirit animal or something. Like just a major spiritual reawakening among all these goddamn
gun-toting idiots. I don't know. I think acid is too much of a luxury drug to some of these dudes.
I think they just wouldn't know where to get it.
They wouldn't know. They'd just go to Trinidad and get some Molly.
Yeah.
But they'd probably turn down ecstasy if he tried to sell it to them because they just don't know that it's the same thing.
All right. Get your phone.
Yep.
If I were to give you a real band, the best band I've ever seen live, it's been my favorite band for a while. I don't really talk about them that much. Mm-hmm. They're called Foxy Shazam.
I've heard of them. Two X's.
No.
One X.
F-O-X-Y S-H-A-Z-A-M. It's I used to go to a lot of concerts. I love going to concerts. Easily the best live show I've ever seen. And they're like unknown. Their newer shit kind of sucks, but I think they realized, because they got signed by like a label and then had to put out certain shit. And they hated it.
Get down to what's the dog's name?
Maverick.
Maverick.
Just so I know how to punch it properly. But they're good.
I've seen them live 5 times.
Nice.
And every time is just like this. It's unbelievable. Especially if you know their music a little bit, then it's even better because you can obviously sing along and shit. But even without that, I feel like, because the first time I saw them, I went to see a different band and they opened. And I was just like, I saw them and I was like, this is my new favorite band.
Okay.
Like they're nuts.
just lock my tongue. All right.
It's
all good, buddy.
But, and I mean, like everyone I went to high school with is like, Matt, stop talking about this band.
Right.
But I'm just like, they'll forever be like one of my favorite bands of all time.
Okay.
If they, and they tour quite a bit. They're from Cleveland. But
Bone Thugs?
It's not Bone Thugs. I already said their name.
Easy.
Shane, you got a rec?
A record?
Recommendation?
Of something new? Something you should check out? Well, I said Chance, but you already know
Chance. Give them something that's kind of like Foxy. That's like under the radar. Like,
well, what genre? I've never heard Foxy, so. Oh, you mean in
they're
general?
They're straight up fucking rock and roll.
Give me some white people music.
I know a thing or two about white music. Let's see. Just to listen to, period?
Yeah.
Are you into singer-songwriter type? No, not at all.
I don't know what that means.
Deer Hunter.
Like a guy with a white guy with a guitar.
Yeah,
or a guy with a guitar, period. Check out the Avett Brothers.
How do you spell that?
A-V-E-T-T Brothers.
Have you ever heard of Mumford & Sons?
They're not
just
a
knockoff.
They're this new band. I saw them once at Winston's.
The Avett Brothers.
Avett Brothers.
Knock off Mumford &
Sons. All right. Well, thanks for fucking.
We're friends
around
on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna link you Deer Hunter and Foxy videos.
Okay.
I want you to watch.
You don't have to lie about being friends.
No, we are though, because I think I asked him like last week.
No, we're friends. We were friends before we had a conversation.
For real?
Yeah, you're a fucking weirdo. You just added me. I'm like, all right, we got mutual friends.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
That's me.
Did I do that?
No, yeah, we built a relationship.
It's because you are already friends with Jimmy and Ryan,
yeah,
who I'm friends with, and I was like, if they like him, I like him.
Mm.
See, this is why you don't have a fan base. This kind of stuff.
That's exactly why. It's on drinking from an empty cup.
I feel like
your
we
podcast,
need
I mean.
a tag to end our podcast. But I don't want it to be anything that we come up with. I think it should be
fan base.
I think it should be whatever the guest wants it to be.
What does Gordon Hale want our tag to be?
Oh, no man. Pressure, but this is going to be the very last thing.
Yeah.
Shave your taints, everybody.
Promise hair, Ron. I put my fist up after I get my dick sucked. Quick buck, maybe a gold chain. With that fucking flow, the sister sober littles men, they tentatively tend to turn and go when I am finished stone cold. Hardly fucking with these niggas. Nigga, listen. The description doesn't fit if not a synonym of me.